This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
A 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck this morning off the coast of Japan, causing a relatively small tsunami and an evacuation of some coastal areas. The good news is there have been no reports of significant damage. Yumiko Ono is managing editor for the Wall Street Journal's Japanese language website, and she's with us now from Tokyo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so far, it doesn't seem like there are any real reports of damage from this earthquake and tsunami this morning.
That's right. There may be some people who were injured, but there are no reports of big damages anywhere yet. But it sure did shake a lot, even in Tokyo, hundreds of kilometers away from the epicenter.
What kind of investment has been made by the government in Japan to better prepare for these kinds of things since the quake last year?
Well, a lot of things have happened. I mean, we've all taken lots of steps to prepare. Even in our office here, I have a helmet and a backpack with water and food. We have enough supplies to last up for a few days. For all of Japan also, there's been construction going on. There's more of an effort to try to take another look at whether the nation is prepared for a big shake or a big tsunami.
Now, there was some market reaction after the earthquake happened this morning, and I assume that that was because of the just enormous economic impact from the tsunami last year.
That's right. But the fact that it didn't last very long shows that, you know, after a while, the reaction wasn't as large as, you know, if it were really a big earthquake. Another thing that I thought was very interesting is how the media reacted to this. About 10 seconds after the earthquake, all the regular programming shut down and the emergency earthquake programming started up again. But the announcer on NHK, which is like the public broadcasting system in Japan, had such a tone of urgency when saying, you know, please run as fast as you can, evacuate now. That was so different from the last time around that it was really striking.
Yumiko Ono, managing editor for the Wall Street Journal's Japanese language website. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.